We never even heard the Vagari leave, Captain Tallsheep said disgustedly. We were sitting like fools in concealment in the command center, waiting for them to make their move. But they simply exited their own vessel, scattering line creepers along the way, and left. Apparently, they had already decided to take the old Republic vessel and had no time to waste with us.
Yes, Bersh would have informed Estausch of the new plan by that time, Drask agreed.
I wish I had known, Tallsheep rumbled. We could have deployed to intercept them.
It's just as well you didn't, Mara commented from the other side of Formby's recovery table. You saw what happened to the squad we left in the Dreadnought's docking bay. They never even had a chance.
Perhaps, Tallsheep said reluctantly.
Warrior's pride, Jinsler thought, as he leaned against the wall by the open doorway, watching the discussion. No perhaps about it, Captain, Mara said firmly. If you hadn't been around to rig that sealant tent across the broken pylon, we'd still be trying to figure out how we were going to get out of here. Tallsheep snorted.
Thus permitting you to travel freely from one dead vessel to another. Neither of them will be dead for long, Drask put in firmly. If Ambassador Jinsler's technique works, both vessels should be functional within a matter of days.
Here comes another one,
Evelyn Stage whispered from a few paces down the corridor.
No, two of them. No, it's a whole crowd.
Jinsler moved away from the wall and the discussion and crossed to her side. In the much brighter light, blazing away from a rack above the portable generator, he could see a group of perhaps 20 line creepers wriggling their way across the deck toward the enticing aroma of electric current.
Careful,
he warned as Evelyn started toward them. If you get too close, your own bioelectrical energy might distract them.
Okay,
she said, backing up again. Together they watched as the fragile-looking creatures climbed briskly up over the lip of the wide, flat basin the generator's stubby legs were resting in. One by one, they dropped into the salt water, twitched a few times, and went still.
That's really cool, she commented.
Effective, too, Jinsler agreed absently,
most of his attention still back on the snatches of conversation he was able to hear of Formby's war council. Drask and Tallsheep were discussing their options now, with Mara, Formby, and Fel occasionally putting in a comment or suggestion. Luke, still in his Jedi trance, was across the corridor in the operating room where they'd finished patching him up. Unfortunately, none of the options being batted around sounded particularly hopeful, at least not from where he was standing. Borrowing extra generators from outbound flight might speed up the decontamination process aboard the Chaff Envoy, but even so, the best possible projected completion point was at least 3 days away. Unless the Vagari had mechanical trouble along the way, the stolen dreadnought would have far too much of a head start for the Chaff Envoy to catch up with it before it reached the Brask Auto Command Station and escaped from the cluster.
You'll be leaving soon, won't you?
Jinsler shifted his full attention back to Evelyn.
We all will, he told her. But we'll be back. Or at least some Chiss transports will be.
She shook her head.
It won't make any difference. I wish you'd never come here. If you hadn't...
She trailed off.
If we hadn't what?
Jinsler prompted.
You would have gone on living a lie?
I could have pretended, she said. Lots of people pretend.
She looked squarely up into his eyes.
Even you do.
Yes, well, we're not talking about me, young lady, he reminded her firmly. We're talking about you, and the point is, you shouldn't be ashamed of what you can do.
Maybe not.
Presser's voice came from behind them. But that doesn't mean she should announce it from the command deck either. Jinsler turned. Presser and Rosemary were coming down the corridor toward them.
I really think you ought to go join the rest of the people down on 6, Evelyn, Rosemary said. Don't you think you'd be more comfortable there?
Would you be?
Evelyn said pointedly. The corners of Rosemary's mouth tightened.
I suppose not. Director Ulyar's probably been talking to people already.
I'm sure he has, Presser said. But I've been thinking,
and there may still be a way to backtrack on this.
What do you mean? Rosemary asked.
Well, think about it, Presser said. Besides the stuff in the turbo lift, which no one else saw, the only thing Evelyn did was pull that comlink across the meeting room deck. We could easily churn the water by saying it was actually Ambassador Jinsler who did that.
Are you suggesting I lie?
Jinsler asked.
Why not? Rosemary said. It was you and your people who got her into this mess.
It's not a mess, Jinsler insisted. It's an opportunity.
Beside him, Evelyn stirred. Ambassador Jinsler says I shouldn't be ashamed of who I am.
Ambassador Jinsler doesn't have to live among these people, Presser retorted.
I do for the moment, Jinsler pointed out ruefully.
A moment that could stretch out considerably, I might add. We won't know until the line creepers have all been cleaned out whether or not they caused any permanent damage. We could conceivably find out that the Chaff Envoy will never fly again.
That could be a problem, all right, Presser grunted. I don't suppose it occurred to you to bring a spare, hyper-capable vehicle with you.
We brought three, actually, Jinsler said with a grimace. The Commander's glider, the transport the Imperials came in, and Lucan Mara's ship. The Vagari hit all three on their way out.
Ambassador? There may be another hyper-capable transport available, Rosemary murmured. We have a Delta 12 Sky Sprite sitting in one of the docking bays over on three.
Presser turned to his sister, his jaw dropping in astonishment.
We've got a what?
A Delta 12 Sky Sprite, she repeated. It's a 2-passenger sublight transport with a connecting hyperdrive ring. Dad showed it to me once when we were working over there together.
I didn't know there was anything like that aboard outbound flight, Presser said.
Not many people do, Rosemary said. And I don't think anyone knows why it was even aboard.
Dad certainly didn't.
She looked at Jinsler. The problem is that the managing council made Dad disassemble the hyperdrive. They knew they'd never be able to find a way out of the cluster, and they didn't want one of their exiled Jedi to figure it out and get away.
Jinsler took a careful breath.
A hyper-capable ship.
You say the ring was disassembled, not destroyed. Are all the parts still there?
I'm sure Dad didn't break anything, Rosemary said.
Jinsler took a deep breath.
Mara?
3 seconds later, Mara appeared at the recovery room doorway, Captain Talshib right behind her.
What is it? She demanded.
Rosemary says there's a Delta 12 tucked away over in D3, Jinsler told her. The question is whether you or Luke could fly it.
But the hyperdrive doesn't work, Presser reminded him.
I'll fix the hyperdrive, Jinsler said tartly.
Can you fly it?
Don't worry, Mara assured him grimly. If you can fix it, we can fly it.